We are learning Maseches Vavasra, Daf Yudalid Amud Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the top of Daf Yudalid Amud Aleph. We just learned in the Gemara that when you make a gillion of a Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Ke'echad, what you do is that by the beginning, by the Amud, you leave a little space to wrap around the Amud, and at the end you leave enough klaf, enough parchment to wrap around the entire gillion. Raminu, Nasio Kasha from a Braisa. It says in the Braisa, Tchila Sefer v'Sefer, K'dei Logo. By the beginning of the Sefer, you leave enough klaf, and at the end of the Sefer, you leave enough klaf, K'dei Logo, in order to roll. Now, what does the Logo mean? Mai. K'dei Logo, Mai. Ikadei Logo, Amud, Kasha Hekef. If it says you should leave enough to roll a Amud, then it's Shver, what we said before, that the end of the Sefer Torah has to have enough Hekef to go around. Ikadei logol, if it means kadei logol hekev, if kadei logol means kadei logol hekev, means enough klaf to leave off enough parchment to wrap around the whole Sefer Torah, kasha amud shver, that we said, the first part of the Sefer Torah, or the Nevi'im Ksuvim, has to wrap around the amud. So here it says that there's tchilas and sefer kadei logol. And if it's the same kadei logol, that's not like we said before. So Gemara has two truths. Amar nachmar yitzchak, let's tell them, Tani. It means you need the beginning k'dei logol and the end k'dei logol, and the first k'dei logol means k'dei logol amud. The second k'dei logol means around the kriech, around the whole entire circle. You have to have enough klaf for that. That's one teretz. Rav Ashi Yama Kitan Yahi v'Sefer Torah. This brayso that we have over here is talking about a Sefer Torah. K'dei Tainu Tera brayso. Kol Asvarim Niglolim Tchiloson L'Soifon. All svarim, when you make them the klaf, they are rolled in one roll, and they go from the beginning to end, which means you start rolling it from the beginning of the sefer until the end of the sefer. But the Sefer Torah, nigla lem tziusa. The Sefer Torah is rolled to the middle, which means it has two amud. The amud elech ve'elech, like an amud on two sides, like we have a Sefer Torah. It has an amud on each side, so it has two rolls, and it rolls to the middle. You have, when you're middle of the Torah, it's rolled to the middle. When it's by the beginning, there's more roll to the end, and by the end, it's rolled to the beginning. They make two amudim. That's what talking about. The logo means here, there's a logo on both sides, because each side has enough klaf to go around the amud. That's how the Kosvei Svarim, the Seferim Yushalayim, used to make the Sefer Torahs in this way, where they had an Amud on each side. Where they had an Amud on each side. Tana Rabbanu, right there in the Braisa, Nacha Braisa, ain't say more about Hilchos Sefer Torah. Ain't oisin Sefer Torah, loy orko yoyser al kefai, loy a kefai yoyser al orko. The Gemara says, in order for Sefer Torah to look beautiful, so you don't make a Sefer Torah when the length is not more than the hekefer, which means like this. The length of the Sefer Torah means from the top of the page to the bottom of the page, that's the length, the whole entire piece of parchment from top to bottom. Whatever that length is, let's say it's 6 tefachim, so then the circumference of the entire gillion should also be 6 tefachim. That's what it should be. Sholu es Rebbe, shir Sefer Torah bekama. They asked Rebbe, how much is the shear of Sefer Torah taka? What is the shear of Sefer Torah? Amalahem, begvil, if it's made out of the klaf called gvil, which is the most chathil, the klaf, so then it's shisha. The arkai, the length, has to be 6 because it's thick, and the hekefai gadol needs shisha tvachim around, so therefore, and you wrote b'ksav benini, so then the length of 6 tvachim will equal. They will equal, when you roll it in a roll, it'll also be, the circumference will be 6 tefachim. So the Gemara Vaita. So, but klaf, what about if it's written with klaf? That's not the gvil, it's klaf, it's a different type of parchment. Bekama, any day, I don't know what the shear is. Rav Huna Kosav Shivim Sifri Darai. So he wrote 70 Sifri Torah. V'lo Yisrami Le'elachat, and only one of them turned out to be like with this ratio, that the arkoi was kefai. So vice versa from here, the Aruch Hashulchan brings this raya, the Kesef Mishnah brings this raya, vice versa is not ma'akev, it's just the chatchila, but he wrote 70 Sefer Torah, only one of them came out this way. Rav Acha B'Yakov Kosav, Chad Amashche de Igli, he wrote one Sefer Torah on a klaf from an eagle, from a calf, v'isramile, and it worked out that taka, the kefai, the circumference was the same size as the length was the same amount of inches like the length. Kosav Rav Ami, Dalamei Sifrei Torah. Rav Ami wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. That's what the Rabbanan told Rav Nuno. You know, by the way, Rav Ami wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. So Amar Lahu, they said it's impossible to write 400 Sifrei Torah. You know, in today's age, you maybe could write a Sefer Torah in 1 year. So a person lives around 70, 80 years, he writes 70, 80 Sefer Torah, maybe. He doesn't start writing when he's a cotton. So it says Rav Ami wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. So Amar Lahu, it doesn't make sense. Dilma, he wrote Torah Tziv Alon HaMoshe Kosa. Maybe he wrote Torah Tziv Alon HaMoshe. That's what he wrote 400 times. And like Tosha says, V'ayim B'nei Tam, the Oseh Pasuk Karo Torah. Like it says in the third parak of Sukkah, Katan Adel Daber, Ovam Lam Torah, My Torah, Torah Tziv Alon HaMoshe. So he wrote it 400 times. Now, what's the point of writing Torah Tziv Alon HaMoshe? So the Tosha Rosh says, he hired other Seferim to write a Sefer Torah. And then he finished up the Sefer Torah by writing that pasuk Torah Tziv Alon HaMoshe. And Skilu, he wrote the whole Sefer Torah. The Lashon of Tosfos HaRosh is Pirish. Kosvu loy Seferim arba mea Sifrei Torah, v'tziva l'Sefer kishigila pasuk zeh shiyedienu v'chtivenu. He should let him know, he'll write it. V'zeh ha'pasuk nikra Torah k'disa parak k'disoka, that's called Torah. So, where did it say? It says in Joseph Bracha. No, I'm beginning this bracha actually, but some say Taka, you see in this Gemara that you should leave that pasuk for the people writing the Torah. You should leave this pasuk because that's considered like the Torah. That's the most chatil digger thing, as I said in the Gemara. So, and that's what he did. He left a blank those Sifrei Torah. It's the kilu he wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. That's Mashu Tais Rosh. Only Rav Larab Zera, another type of idea. Not Rav Yanai Arbamei Karmi. He said that Rav Yanai planted 400 krum on Malay Dilma. Maybe Stein, Vachas, Zizonov. Maybe two, who said it was called Kramim? It was two Knega, two, and one Yezizonov, which we know from the Gemara, that has the minimum Shem Kerem is when it has two Gefanim right across two Gefanim, and then one sticking out from the middle, between the two.
As opposed to what?
A kerem usually means like a vineyard. It means a whole vineyard. Where you can put, a vineyard of five vines. No, a five vines, you can't, it's not I call a vineyard. When someone, you know, he owns 400 vineyards, I think it's a big veer, he owns 400 times five, it's altogether 2,000 vines.
How much is it considered?
Yeah, 100. Go down the Kfish Achad, you see, you know, the different, four, five is nothing. So, but that's the minimum. So he said, maybe he did that. Okay, that makes sense. So he had 400 times five is 2,000. So 2,000 vines. You know, that's possible already. Yeah. Al Kaponim, the Gemara comes out over here that Begvil Shisha, that the shear of Gvil, when it was in a roll, was six circumference, and the length from top to bottom was also six. That's the right shear. The perfect Sefer Torah is that shear, and Gvil, a certain type of klaf, with a certain type of ksav benini, that's what the ratio is. So Gemara doesn't have a kasha on that shear that the Gemara gave b'shem Rebbe. And we'll see a long brisa here, and Tapa Amar Beis will finally get to the question. But first, we'll learn a Geshmaka brisa, and then we'll have a kasha on Rebbe from here. Zok to Gemara, Meisve Oren Chos Moshe, the Oren that Moshe made, which means the Oren that was in the Mishkan. The measurements were Amasayim v'chetzi arkoi. It was 2.5 amos long, v'amos v'chetzi rachboi, 1.5 amos wide, v'amos v'chetzi kamosai, and 1.5 amos high. Now, but the first one the Amma holds that how much is a Amma? Six Tvachim. Amma is pas Shisha Tvachim. Was six Tvachim. Each Amma is six Tvachim. Now, so six Tvachim, let's figure this out. So the length of the Aroin is six, is Amma Sai Vechetzi. So six times plus six is 12, plus three, which is half, is 15. 15 Tvachim is the length by, what's the width is 9 Tvachim. It's 15 by 9. That's the shear on the Tvachim. But what was in the Aron? The Luchos. The Luchos, Arkon Shisha v'Rachman Shisha. The Luchos were two tablets that each was 6 by 6. Arkon Shisha v'Rachman Shisha, v'Oven Shloisha. The tablet was 3 Tvachim thick. So when Achaz connected Arkosh Aron, it's placed in the Aron down flat. So it's placed in the Aron, one after another one. So it's takes up 12 Tvachim. Kama Luchos Ochas v'Aron in the length. It's Shneim Asho Tvachim. 12 Tvachim, put side by side two tablets, each one 6 wide, so it takes up 12 Tvachim. So how much is left? Nishtaru shom shloish tvachim. So you have three tvachim left. Tzei mehem tefach. You have to take out a tefach for the thickness of the walls. Chetzav koysel zeh, v'chatzav koysel zeh. Remember that the koysel was walls, was actually was atishitim, and then the inside also had a little gold in it.
Imagine
the outside of the eight, of the wood. Yeah, imagine the outside.
Not the gold.
The wood, no. Then the wood was covered.
The gold.
What?
The gold was anyways, wasn't
very thin, right. Very thin. So here, chetzav koysel zeh, v'chatzav koysel zeh.
But as opposed to they didn't measure from the inside of the wood.
Right. They measure from the outside. So it's now you're left with two tvachim. So shtari shom shtei tvachim. You're left with two tvachim. Shebehen sefer Torah munach. There was also, besides for the luchos, there was a sefer Torah in the aron. Shneimar, the pasuk says, "Ein ba'aron rak shtei luchos avarim asher niach shal Moshe." That we'll talk about soon. So ein ba'aron rak shtei luchos avarim asher niach shal Moshe. My ein ba'aron. What does it mean, ein ba'aron rak? It says, ein ba'aron, there's nothing aron besides v'shei luchos avarim. So it's two miyutim, ein and rak. So my ein ba'aron rak, miyatachamir, the miyachamir, the rabbis, sefer Torah, shemunach ba'aron. There was a sefer Torah in the aron. Which sefer Torah, what was the sefer Torah? The sefer Torah was that Moshe Rabbeinu had a sefer Torah, so the koyach a sefer Torah, and that sefer Torah was placed in the aron. Now, so that took up the other two tvachim. So now we have the altogether 15 tvachim. 12 are taken up by the luchos, 2 tvachim by the sefer Torah, which is 14, and the other tefach is split up between the walls. So that is the archive.
The,
that the what?
The wall
was a half a tefach. Each side was a half a tefach.
Not
full. Half a tefach each one. Yes, that's more said. The chetz tefach each one. So that is the case of that's what put in this two tefachim. So now that's the arka. That's all the arka. Say pronounce the law of the arka. We figured out the length of the aron. What about the width? Say farnes aron l'rochva. Kama luchos eichlos v'aron shisha tefachim. Now it's 9 tefachim wide. So 6 tefachim of that is the luchos. Nishtaru shom shloish tefachim. We have 3 tefachim left over. Say mem tefach chatzel l'koysel zeh v'chatzel koysel zeh. Half the tefach is for this koysel. Half the tefach is for this koysel. Nishtaru shom shnei tefachim. We're left with 2 tefachim. It's across the entire aron is 2 tefachim left over, because it only takes up 6. Shaloye sefer Torah nichnas v'yotze kashu dachuk divrameya, which means is they put the luchos in the middle. So there's 1 tefach on the bottom, 1 tefach on top, and this makes it easier to take sefer Torah in and out. It seems like the sefer Torah we took in and out. Now Tosfos is bothered that why would you take out the sefer Torah? Look at Tosfos shaloye hay sefer Torah. Tosfos been talking about, but lo hay mitzino yisem in the aron. They didn't take the sefer Torah out of the aron. They're also the konis base kodesh hakadoshim. It's also going to the kodesh hakadoshim. Over here, make a purim loy ashkacham b'sei the yuma shemetzi. You don't find the yuma. They went out. We know we laying the sefer Torah. The kohen laying from the sefer Torah on Yom Kippur, but it doesn't say he went into kodesh hakadoshim to get it. So Tosfos answers that it was letzorech. Kedil Sakin, Shara the Kazakh, to go in to fix it, you allowed to go in.
What do you fix it?
Oh, Svahinami, you go in to the Sefer Torah, you have to open up once in a while, Shloyis Apesh via Skalkal. So you used to come in some of the area of the Sefer Torah, and that has to go in and out easily. Oh, that's your two tefachim.
Maybe it's not covered into stupid around, you know.
Yeah, I know, but it says, doesn't say that. It says, so Nichnas, the Marzak, Nichnas,
in and out.
All right, so that's what it says. It sounds like
you
took it in and out.
Take it out.
Okay. Now, this is Tosfos Shita. Now, Rashi on base says about Sefer Torah. It says Sefer Rashi on base is talking about something else. We're talking about the Sefer Torah. It says Sefer Shnit Kosov Moshe Boy Kuren Ba'Azara Parash Hamelach BaHakel VeKoyin Gadol VeKiburim. So Rashi clearly argues on Tosfos. He holds they took out this Sefer Torah on Yom Kippur. So Tosfos has a good kasha. When did they take it out? So I saw they bring down maybe from the Rav Yah that he says that they took it out when they went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to do the Ketores. He walked out with the Sefer Torah. When he went back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out the Kaf HaMachta, he put it back into the
Aron.
No, when he went in, it wasn't holding anything. When he went back in the second time, it wasn't holding anything. And he put the Sefer Torah back in. And when it was Hakel, he took it out and didn't put it back in until, I don't know, till after Hakel. He left it out, from Yom Kippur until Hakel, left it out to lane by Hakel. I don't know, but that's the Rav Yah. Okay, he's very strong. Akaponim, so that's the why it says Nichas V'yotzi, Lefi Rashi. So Chalik's Rashi tells you what exactly Nichas V'yotzi means. The Rav Meir. So that's Rav Meir's Shita holds that the Tvachim are 6 Tvachim. Rav Yudah Aymer, Ba'ama bas chameshes tvachim. It was the ama of five tvachim, which means, let's figure this out, 2.5 amas means altogether 12.5 arkoi, and 12.5 arkoi, and it's 7.5 rachpoi in tvachim. So I had to figure this out. Valucha is arkon shisho, rachman shisho. The lucha stayed the same. Everyone agrees it's the size. It was a tablet 6x6. Va'avim shleishon, and it's a thick 3. Menachos v'archos aron. So kamalucha is ochel. It puts down. It's placed in the aron. Kamalucha is ochel v'aron. Shnei mas tvachim. How much does lucha is eat in the length of the aron? 12 tvachim. And remember, it's only 12.5. Nishtaru shom chatzit tefach. All you have left is a half a tefach. Etzpa l'koysel zeh. Etzpa koysel zeh. And a tefach is 4 etzpais, so and half a tefach is 2 etzpais. Each koysel is an etzpa thick, and it takes up the entire room of the arkay. Pinasta l'aron l'arkay. Say upanas aron l'arachay, where the rach? By kama luchais, oigdoi, svaroin, shizu tefachim, 6 tefachim. Now it's only 7.5. Neshtar shom tefach umechza. Say mehem chatz tefach etzpa umechza, etzpa l'koysel zeh, take the word mechza, etzpa l'koysel zeh. Neshtar shom tefach. Left with a tapach. So Rashi says, if you go with etzba, it means smaller etzbais. That's what etzba mechza. Akaponim, you're left with one tapach. Remember, it's 7.5, 6 off for the oran, 1.5 left. The half a tapach is used for the walls. You have one tapach left. What's that for? Shabai, amudim, oimdim. So you left a half a tapach on each side, and you put there amudim. These amude kesef, these poles of kesef. Shenema, apirin, osloy, amel, shloim, amasi, alvonon. Amud of osa, kesef, he had silver amudim. Rafidos is off. Yeah, in the Mishka, in the Aron. Markov Agamon. And Taisus says, what's the point of the amudim? Zok Taisus. Zok Taisus. Nira Lebrayin Tam. The simin lahamodas yisrael hoya. Vle osim shal zov shal lahaskim ayis egel. It was tam a simin. Simin v'alma. That's why we had these poles inside the Aron. So remember now, in Rehuda, we don't have any Sefer Torah inside the Aron. Instead, we have his amudim. And we have to see, does Rameya have amudim? We have to see the Gemara later on about both those questions that we just said. So there's stars from Sefer Tefach, his amudim were there. Va'argiz, sugar by Plishtim, Dairon, Lilike Yisrael, and the chest of treasures that the Plishtim sent back to Klal Yisrael when they stole the Oren, and they had to give it back. They were forced to give it back because they're having terrible tzaras. They sent back a present of Argus. That was Munach Betzidai. That was put on the side, outside the Aron on the side. Like the Pasuk says, Shinema, the Pasuk says, Ulekachtem es Aron Hashem, v'nesatem Yisrael ha'agolo, v'es klei hazov asher shivayisim loy osham, and the present, the klei hazov, they gave a present to Simu Be'argus in a box, Metzidai, v'shlachem es v'halach. So you put it on the side. There wasn't an Aron. V'halach, 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 Sefer Torah Munach. And the Sefer Torah is munach on that argus that's outside the Aron. Shenemar lekuach es Sefer Torah zeh besamtem oisoi mitzad Aron Beris Hashem. And the Sefer Torah is munach on that argus mitzad Aron Beris Hashem mitzad munach oisoicha. It's outside. He brings a rifle pasuk lekuach es Sefer Torah zeh and put it besamtem oisoi. It doesn't mean inside. It means outside mitzad munach oisoicha. Now. Ay, imani mekayim imbar and rak the rabbis. We had an ain and rak as a rabbis. So before we said rabbis, Sefer Torah that was inside. Now it's Sefer Torah on the side. It was on the side on top of the argus. So what is that going to imbarbe? The rabbis on top of the base, shivrei luchos, shimonachim aron, shivrei luchos win the aron. So upon him, that is our brayso. We have a brayso, machlokes, Rameir Ruda, exactly what's there. Comes out, a few Rav Meir, you have in the aron, the luchos, you have a Sefer Torah. And you have the space in order to say there's go in and out easily. According to Rav Yehuda, you have the luchos, and you have the amudim, and you have the shivrei luchos. And we'll see if Rav Meir agrees to that, we'll see later on the Gemara. And on the outside, you have the argus, the shugas that the Pishtun sent, and the Sefer Torah is sitting on top of that. Atkan Abrais, and now the Gemara will come to our question that we wanted to ask from there. The Visak, the Sefer Torah, Kifa Vav Dachim. And if you just said that Lafi Rebbe, the it was 6 tefachim circumference, are you going to ask me, okay, who said it was made out of gevil? Like if you have a kasha, who said made out of gevil? Who says a ksav beinoni? Like what's the kasha? So Mashal explains, Mashal says that we had a Kabbalah, that we knew it, that was the facts. I'll read the Mashal's Lashon. The Kim Lohu, the Sefer Torah Shal Moshe, B'shal Gevil. Why be klaf? Void, the Shal Moshe Misvaroi B'mitzvah Ma'amufchur, the Hanem Gevil. So assuming it was Gevil, and Fir Rebbe says that the Kepa is Vav Tochim, so think about this. Mechti, Kosh Yeshbe Kepa Yishloish Tochim, Yeshbe Reichav Tapach. Anything that goes around 3 is one tefach. That's the way it is, like a pie. Right, so it's one tefach of three. The kibun de lamtsuusin iglal, a sefer Torah, it has two rolls, so each roll is three. So it means it's two tefachim wide. But it's to be more than two tefachim wide, because since it's rolled to the middle, there's always a little space in between. Nafash le mitrei tafka, rafka de beni beni, because there's two rolls, and there's a little space there. So with trei pushke echi yosef, how does it fit into exactly two tefachim, if it's two rolls of two tefachim, and there's space in between? So how does it fit in? So if you hold it six altogether, how does it fit in? Omer of Achava Yaakov, Sefer Ezra, which is the Sefer that was put into the Oren, it's called Sefer Ezra, Sefer Azara, it's called Sefer Azara, Litchiloso Niglal. The Sefer Azara was one roll. It was not two rolls like our Sefer Torah. It was one roll. We said before in the Gemara that there was, the our Sefer Torah are two rolls. This was one roll. Only one roll. So that's all. So Akati, Frekta Marakasha, still, if it's exactly two, Trey B'Trey, you were asking before, Trey B'Trey Hechi Yosef, how does two fit into exactly two? How does it fit in? Omar, so Hechi Yosef, Omar Vashi, the Karuch Beport of a Karachilel, Yitaka, you don't roll the whole thing. You roll most of it, and you roll a little bit on top, and put it on top. If you have a whole roll, and then on top you leave off, let's say the last few parashas in Devarim, and you make the own roll on that, and you place that on top of the roll. So it's a little bit skinnier. It's a little bit skinnier. It fits in. It's a little bit thinner, and it fits into that spot. So Akaponim, that's how we answer the kasha on Rebbe from this price.